Okay. Last year, we had continued our investigation into the Shiur of Bracha Achrona, and we had dealt with, if I recall correctly, we had left off with the Sugya of Birya and some of the Svaros as to why there would be such a Shita that either in Yerushalmi, where there's definitely such a Shita, or even for us in Pesach HaLechol Maisa, that you make a Bracha Achrona and a Birya, which is less than a Shiur. Why do, let's say, most Rishonim, right, paskin that, even though in the end the Shulchan Aruch was something, that you don't make a bracha and a birya against the Rishalmi? So it could be because just whatever that svara is, they deny that svara, right? If the svara was the Pnei Yoshua, because as if the Torah specifically mentioned these seven things. No, the Torah didn't specifically mention these seven things. It's not what it says in the Torah. It just says v'achaltem sabata. And if it's because, well, in Drabbanans, we even consider a plant to be a birya. No, we only consider animals to be a birya. So it could be that the other tzad just denied that svara. But there could also be a bigger reason, a more fundamental reason, why it might not even be shayach to even ask the question as to whether birya counts for bracha achrona the way it does for isurim, etc. And that's based on a famous chakir in the Achronim, which really stems from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta." Now, okay, at some point we'll have to see inside. There's a machlokes rishonim how we pass it. It seems to be a steer between different sugyas about whether the chiyuv de oraisa is only if you mamish v'savata, if you're mamish full, or the chiyuv de oraisa is just if you ate bread or shivas aminim or whatever it may be, but. Forgetting about for now the Chiyuv d'Oraisa versus the Chiyuv d'Rabbanan, ask in general. V'achalta versus v'savata. What is the Mechayiv Bracha Achrona? We had that Chakir on the board. Legabe Shtia, maybe two Shirim ago. No, not Legabe Shtia, Legabe Bor Nefashos. Right? What is the Mechayiv of Bracha Achrona? Is it, we have three tzadim there, but let's take two tzadim for the mainstream shitas, but there is such thing as a shir. Is it achila or is it svia? Is that a maisa achila requires a bracha achrona? Or is that no? There's a certain shir or svia that requires a bracha achrona, even though we paskin ad kezayis, ad kebetza, we paskin ad kezayis. Nonetheless, a kezayis is a shir of svia. You have filled your stomach with, you're not full, but now you have a kezayis of nutrition filling your stomach. So we can understand that perhaps there's a maisa achila. After doing an achila, you have to give a bracha achrona to Hashem, or no. After filling your belly with a degree of svia, maybe the rice a high degree of svia, maybe your abundant even a minor degree of svia, you are chayv say a bracha achrona. And this is a famous chakir in the Achronim, which is perhaps made famous, you know. It's really made famous by a lot of Makoros. but there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchas Birkas HaMazon who discusses the sort of most classic yeshivish and nafkamina. What about a katan who ate bread? And let's say he ate bread, he filled himself up, had a nice, nutritious, filling meal, and then became bar mitzvah while his stomach was still full. Is he only chayev midrabanan because he was only a katan when he ate? Or is he chayev midaraisa because he is a gadol when he is full? The fullness continues until he's a gadol. After all, what inspires the achronim to think about this chakira? We probably came across at some point in our travels the halacha that for how long after eating can you say a bracha achrona? Right, how long do you have to say a bracha achrona after you eat? Shir ikol, until you digest it, and it's no longer filling your stomach. So, why is that? Is that because your chayif make a bracha on a maisa achila? You just need some tseiruf to the maisa achila, and this is a reasonable tseiruf to the maisa achila. If you still feel something that came from the maisa achila, then you return to that maisa achila. Or no, because the mechayev is not the maisa achila. The mechayev is the totsah, let us say, of svia. So when it's still in your stomach, you're chayev. Once it has been digested, there's no mechayev anymore. So that's where we keep it, Eger's chakira. Is it If you say the mechayiv is achila, then he was a katan b'shas achila, and it's only achiv darbanan. If you say the mechayiv is svia, then now all of a sudden he turned bar mitzvah and he's a gadol and he's still saveh, he should be chayiv d'oraisa. And then he says, if you're going to take that approach, then you get into another tricky difficulty, which there are other ways out of that he doesn't bring up here, which is, so what if he benched while he was still a katan and then all of a sudden he became a gadol? Maybe he should have to bench again, because he only benched Rabbanan, and he is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Okay, then you get into katan gadol issues, which perhaps there are other ways out of that. But the basic hakira, I think, is pretty clear. What is the mechayev of bracha achrona?
The Tavata has nothing to do with the Achalta, right? That, at least on that side.
You mean because he says Vesavato Zoshnia? Okay, so. So I hear what you're saying, but I think that, and maybe we'll come back to that, but I think that even Rabbi Meir, one could say, even though he darshins Vesavata as a reboy for Shtia, even before the level of Drasha and the Pshuta Shel Mikra, this is all about filling yourself up, and he doesn't deny that. You know, just because you darshin a reboy doesn't mean you deny the Pshuta Shel Mikra. So let us ask, what is the Mechayev of Bracha Achrona? Is it a Maisa Achila, or is it the Sviya, meaning even partial Sviya? The Chakira, is it, do you have to be totally full or not? No, it's that when they say Kezayis, that Kezayis of Sviya, or Kezayis of Achila. And the classic Nafkaminas, these are Nafkaminas that a certain type of Achronim who we very much enjoy, is what if you were chayiv at one point and putter in the other point, which usually goes in one direction. So what are the nafkaminas? So number one is, this is nafkaminas in Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, nafkamina is katan vinis gadel, while the stomach is still full. Right? Vinizgadel ve'odo saveya. So if you say the Maisa Achilu Chayev, then he's only Chayev midrabanan. But I mean, it's not going to be enough Gemina for Bar Nefashos. Either way, it's Chayev midrabanan. Who cares? It's only going to be enough Gemina for Birkus HaMazon, right? Chayev midrabanan b'Birkus HaMazon. But if the Machayev is Sviya, then he's Chayev Midoraisa. And then he gets into a whole question. So he suggests that maybe he should have the bench again because he's now Chayev Midoraisa, but his last bench is only Drabanan. One can deny that. When say he was Chayev Midoraisa, maybe he was. We know a Katan, Ruvain the Katan, can't be Motzi Shem the Gadol. It's not so posh that Ruvain the Katan can't be Motzi Ruvain when he's this Gadol, but that's not our topic now.
Could there be a difference between if someone while he was a katan versus let's
that's
say
his case.
Well, versus let's say he's eating and then when he becomes a gadol and then he becomes sviya.
Yes, that would tie into the question of Shaar Tzion. The Shaar Tzion suggests that. In that case, the Shaar Tzion thinks in that case, Pasha to be Chayiv Doraisa because, you know, as long as he finished when he was a Gadol, he'd be Chayiv Midoraisa, but there are those who question that in a Chanami. But let's stick here for the simpler case. He finished eating when he was a Katan.
What about a Ger?
Ah, so the Minchas Chinuch brings up the exact same question, right? That we should all say to ourselves, well, Katan and his Gadol shouldn't be the same Nafkina for Ger and his Gaya, right? When he was a guy, he ate a delicious meal of, I don't know, which included lots of bread. He ate a delicious meal as a guy. Maybe he got his last good old-fashioned bread baked with lard, whatever, what have you.
It's dangerous to go swimming when you're...
Yes, and then he didn't go swimming. He just went toveling. And then he was, because the danger of the swimming is because you need the muscles to swim, etc. And then he became Jewish while he was still full. So the Minchas Chinuch adds exactly this nafkamina. Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't mention it, but he could have. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what about Ger Vinizgayer? If the Mechayiv, the Maisa Achila, then he should be Potter, because when he was a guy, so he's not Chayiv Mechal Zadar Rachta. But if the Mechayim is the Sviya, then he should be Chayim. What?
He didn't do the Achila as a Jew.
I know, but who cares? He has the Sviya as a Jew. Why do you care if he did the Achila as a Jew?
You mean, if I stick something in my stomach without eating it with a tube, then I'd be Chayim?
Yeah. Maybe. Who says that?
Even if I agree to you what you said in the first thing,
I understand. You're saying the Minchas Chinuch. You're saying the Minchas Chinuch. I understand you're saying the Minchas Chinuch, but give me a second. Let me prove to you, first of all, that not everyone agrees with you, and then I'll tell you who does. I understand exactly what you're saying, but give me a second. I'll go a little out of order just to get to you, but first we have to put like the, the nafkaminas that go together. What else goes together with this? Don't tell me shotev and ishtape and chire. That's the same as covenants gadel. But the chachmas adam, quoting in Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Theger thinks you can be mechalik. If you can be mechalik, chachmas adam doesn't sound like you can be mechalik. Chachmas adam sounds like it's exactly the same nafkamina. But let's at least mention the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina in the chachmas adam? Onen she'achal b'kavar meso be'odo savea. Right? He was an onen when he ate. And then, even though he was an onen when he ate, and then he buried his mace while he was still, all the gishmak nafkaminas all need onings, right? What if the oning, missed Havdalah, now it's the next day, what if the oning, etc. So what about the oning who? There's about like 12 hakiras, all of which come up in the same, like, sifin in Yordea. What if he was an oning when he was chayiv an X, and then he buried his mace, now is he chayiv to make it up? Or is he not chayiv to make it up? It really depends. Where is the Mechayim? If the Mechayim still exists, then he is chayiv to do it after the burial. If the Mechayim doesn't exist anymore, then he's not chayiv to touch Shlomen after the burial. Anyway, the Maisa, here we would say, if the Mechayim is the Maisa Achila, and Shas Maisa Achila, he was Potter. Now he could do it, yeah, but if he was Potter, he doesn't have to make it up later. But if the Mechayim is the Sviya, then he should be chayiv, which is what the Chachmas Adam says, or the Eger suggests. No, maybe an Onein is not quite as putter as a Katan. A Katan is not Chayiv Mitzvahs at all. An Onein just has some tour, so perhaps one could be. Mechalek, or Rekiv Eger, says that that just Osik Mitzvah is not that he's not Chayiv at all. It's just that he has a temporary exemption. So okay, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is trying to say is that, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no, maybe he's still chayav, because the p'tor is not so deep. And there really was some chayav that is halim him b'shas achila, just he practically could not fulfill it. Meaning, he's suggesting a katan is really potter. While an oni is chayav fundamentally, but potter from practically doing it. Okay, one can make that chiluk, we cannot make that chiluk, but these generally birds of a feather flock together. Exactly, which he thinks is aninus, osik b'mitzvah. Exactly. Now, Joel says, hold on a second, chiv is svia, what if I, someone has a feeding tube that puts the food straight into his stomach? Are you telling me he'd be chayav to bench? Okay, probably don't put bread, but bracha chrona, born nefashus at least for whatever they. Are you telling me he'd be chayav and born nefashus? They put a feeding tube even without a ma'isa achila. Joel says that is ludicrous, right? You said that was ludicrous.
I just think that you're.
I understand why you think it is ludicrous. Let me just point out that not everyone thinks it is quite so ludicrous. In the Maram Shik that we have on the Makor sheet, he's the one who takes this time, meaning for our period purposes, we only need, the question is, do you need Svi or not? Not do you need a Chiva or not. But Joel is saying, I'm not just saying you need Svi, I made it sound like you don't need a Chiva. These nafkaminas made it sound like perhaps you don't need akila. So says the Maharam Shek, maybe Sviya, even without achila, can be mechayev you. And what's his second nafkamina? Second nafkamina is basically, to my mind, it is halachically a feeding tube. What is the halachic? What is the Gemara's case of a feeding tube? Karcha v'sev, right? What did the Gemara say in our Reb Shach Nef Kuf Tesvav? If you swallow without chewing, there's a difference between matzah and murr. That is our mainstream girsa. But if you're karcha v'sev, if you wrapped it in plastic and swallowed it, that is not a maisa achila bichlal. That is not kederach. That is not achila kedarka, and that is not considered achila at all. So what if a guy took his lunch, karcha v'siv, and swallowed it? Would he be chayiv to bench? Says the Maharam Shek, I think it depends on this chakira. If you say it's a mechayiv zachila, then no. But if you say the mechayiv is tzviya, and he says, talya b'plugta stachsam sofer v'ha minchas chinuch. What does he mean by plugta stachsam sofer? What does he mean by plugta stachsam sofer? Veha minchas chinuch, he says, the minchas chinuch says, the minchas chinuch is quite certain that, like Joel says, v'chalta v'savata, he's quite certain you need a degree of sviya. He says you need a degree of sviya, but you also need achila, you need two conditions, which the Sharetzion also brought up. You need v'achalta v'savata. Now here's an interesting question which Eitan brought up, which is, does that mean the entire Sviya needs to come through Maisa Achila, or you just need one Maisa Achila someplace in that Sviya, which is the question you asked earlier. But says the Minchas Chinuch, nope, only Achila plus Sviya is Mechayiv. You need both of them. And Joel said that I can accept more reasonably, but the Chassam Sofer apparently said no. You don't need a mice in the achil at all, and therefore says the Maharam Shek, it seems that we don't pask in this way. I admit that if you ask any post, we don't pask in this way. But the Maharam Shek,
how do you get in the dress of the Machlok of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and neither one of them goes, everybody goes, that you need Achila, just a question that Achila is modified, or this Tavad has nothing to do with the Achila?
First of all, that might only be a Machlok in a Smach to the Alma, because Gazayas Kabeitza, Haim Hechmir Alatzman Dafkof, Gazayas Kabeitza. You're arguing their Machlok is in a Smach to the Alma. Okay, there. It's just a svara. The Chassam Sofer says it's a svara. What does bracha achrona have to do with the maisa achila? Bracha achrona has to do with the fact that you got nutrition in your stomach.
The Rambam's out of the game. The Rambam pasuk is derived. The achalta b'savata.
Well, everyone agrees the pasuk something be deraisa. You ask, what about the fact the pasuk says v'achalta? The Chassam Sofer, you tell me that you don't like it because you're the Minchas Chinuch also didn't like it. I understand that you don't like it, because what did the Chassam Sofer do with v'achalta? L'chora, the Chassam Sofer, it's a great question, would have to say that misvara, when the Torah here says v'achalta, it doesn't mean that when the Torah here says v'achalta, it doesn't mean that you need a maisa achila. It just means that you need a tzviya. Why did the Torah say v'achalta? Is an excellent question. Okay. You know what? Let me think about that a little more. But says the Minchas Chinuch, both, let's just mention this. Now, basically, some of the nafkaminas sort of go one way, some of them go the other way. We'll skip to the feeding tube, right? What did the Maharam Shek say? Says the Maharam Shek, what about karcha b'siv, which is, that's what a feeding tube is, right? It's through a hefsek, and then unnatural way of eating. And what does he say? The Minchas Chinuch, or, you know, sort of draw the line here, would say pater, because there's no maisa achila, but he thinks the Chassam Sofer would say chayiv. Okay. He thinks the Chassam Sofer would say chayiv because you have sviya, degree of sviya, either full sviya or a kazais of sviya or a kibetz of sviya, whatever sheep you have. Who cares that you got the sviya without a chila? Your stomach is still full, and taka, if a guy's in a hospital on a feeding tube, then they don't put bread in the feeding tube, but the Maharam Shek would tell him that my Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, thinks that you should say a Bori Nefashos. Let me just point out that, let me just mention, there are many, many other nafkaminas that come up here. His other fascinating nafkamina is, what does he start with? He starts the Maram Shek with, he says, Maran Hagom Bav Sam Sofer, that was his Rebbe, in Or Chaim Emtes, Kazalti and Nira Lo, that what if, strange case, a very, very peculiar case, a guy eats less than a kezias and he's full. A peculiar case, but you never know what could happen. He eats less than a kezias and he is full. Is he chayav in Birkas HaMazon? Midoraisa L'chora. He's full from less than a kezias, is he chayav in Birkas HaMazon? Says the Chassam Sofer, yes! Because, now, normally I wouldn't say, if I stam guy, I'm a hungry guy, you give me right now half a kezias of bread or what have you and I eat it, so I'm obviously not going to, I'm not going to be full, there'll be nothing to talk about, etc. Should I say a bar nefashos if I eat less than a kezias? Because if I'm not full, it doesn't do much in my stomach. You know, and you can't say, well, what if, I mean, you can, but not yet. What if you're eating less than a kezias right now is sort of the equivalent fullness of someone else eating a kezias? That's not a great nafkamina, because how do you know? But the great nafkamina, like, I can't say, the nafkamina is what if someone eats half a kezias but has the fullness of eating a kezias, because how do you measure that? The Chazam Sofer is a way to measure it. He says, you eat half a kezias and you're full legamre. Your mom is stuffed. You're totally satisfied. You're like, I'm not hungry at all anymore. I feel totally full. Why? I don't know what the weird case is. What?
A stomach reduction surgery.
Yeah, okay. Again, I still don't know if we go down to have anxiety.
It's going to be right before it.
Correct. Or what if you had a meal? You had a meal right before an interesting case. What if the guy just ate, you know, 6 plates of rice, you know, and then he goes to his friend's house and offers him half a kezias of bread. So should he bench? He's totally full. Maybe that's the case. Maybe the case, again, I still think you need more than half a kezias even after the whatever you call it. But whatever the case may be, who knows what the case may be? There's all kinds of strange cases out there in the world. Maybe remember the stories from the fifth Parak of Yitin, Rabbi Tzadok after the Churban when he had all kinds of, he didn't need the stomach surgery. He reduced his stomach on his own by fasting for decades.
We're assuming that the Savata is subjective, which is the Machlokes of Rishonim, isn't it? I mean, some people say Savata is a Shiur, Kibetzo.
I understand, but correct. So let's just mention this case, says the Maharam Shek. He says, Chakir, this Chakir is explicit in all the Achronim. What about Achal Pachos Mikizayas? The Sava, very strange case. And what did he say? The Chassam Sofer, who says all you need is Sfira without Achila, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, you could look it up, says Chayav. And then he says, however, this is totally against the Minchas Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch says explicitly that you need both. Clearly, if it was only totally an Achila, you don't have an Achila. If you need Achila and Sfira, you don't have the Achila, and that would make Joel happier. But he really does have a tzad like this. There's many other nafkaminas we could add to this as well, which is, says the I get to pick the order. Who said that, who mentioned this explicitly? There it is. The Panami Eros, who's one of the famous earliest Achronim who mentioned this, Chakira perhaps, he says, maybe I give you another nafkamina, which is something we had mentioned earlier. Maybe he said I could give you a nafkamina of something where you eat less or drink less than a shear, and nonetheless, you get the svia of more than a shear. Now, you could say that I disagree with your metzias. You know, maybe it's not that you get the Sviya, maybe you just get a Yishav Das, and maybe Yishav Das is the same as Sviya, maybe it's not the same as Sviya, it's not the same quantitatively. But, says the Panami Eros, I think this Chakira, he makes this Chakira, and he's very stark on the Sviya side of this Chakira. He says, I think this, I bring a Raya to the Sviya side of this Chakira from the famous, perhaps infamous Taz, about whiskey, yayin saraf, the schnapps taz. What does the taz say? You have a shot of schnapps is less than a revius, but nonetheless, it's since it's schnapps, it's as good as a revius of Coca-Cola. A shot of schnapps does the same thing for you as a revius of Coca-Cola. He didn't just say that, oh, first he says, well, it's not the derech to have a revius of schnapps. And then he says more, but the schnapps makes you feel as good as a revius of Coca-Cola. And so says the Panami Eros, someplace around here. He says, Kamokin Olub Das Achronim. He just says Achronim, we know he means the Taz, the Chai Brach Achronim Biyan Sarf Afim Shasapotim Revias, Neshu Somech Vesoid Halev. Okay, this is his, the way he says over the Taz. It's Soed Halev, it's Somech. It gives you the Sviya, the Soed Halev of more than its it packs a punch greater than its actual technical volume. So he says, and if you're talking about a maisa achila is a maisa achila. Who cares how you feel afterwards? A maisa achila is a maisa achila. Less than a revius doesn't count. But if you're going to say that no, it's about how you feel afterwards, then you say you're right. I mean, Magen Avraham Tanya Taz. Okay, I can think of a lot of things that make you feel different. This is better than that, and that's better than this. So what the Panamir is going to say? Say, okay, at a certain point, in the Dover Sof, you know, with a halacha, you know, we have to draw the line someplace. We can't say, well, this cake is better than that cake, etc. But when it comes to a whole category like hard liquor, which is known to be in all circumstances, you know, to the best of my knowledge, everyone knows that in all hard liquor, the measurements are different. And the effect on you is different. It's not like we have to judge each cake separately and each wine separately, etc. Because the way the halacha works is we're not going to judge each cake separately. But, and the way everyone else says to the Taz, we're also not going to judge hard liquor separately. No, no, drinks are drinks and foods are foods and zehu. But the Taz says the Panami Eros. He thinks the Nafkamina is the Taz, says the Panami Eros. He thinks the Nafkamina is Yayin Saraf. If you say the Machayev is just Shtia, is just Sviya, then he would say the Taz is right. Is that your Chayev even on Pachos Mikashir? And this is sort of the equivalent of the Marim Shitz Nafkamina. Two Nafkaminas of, could you have the Totsav Sviya with less than the Maisa Achila? One is it just like you feel very full for whatever reason after eating a little? Based on your circumstance, or no, based on the type of food. This type of food is always masbia you, packs a punch, you know, triple its volume, as it were. While over here, l'chora, you would say, you know, again, that is, unless we just say low plug, you know, you could just say a low plug and deny the Taz regardless of lumbus. If you just say, low plug, we don't like making chilukin even if the lumbus is true, then it's pashat that you would be putter. Imshasa pachos mi ke shir. Let me throw out some other nafkaminas here. The Panami Iro starts with the sugya in Kof Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Chulin, Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, about in Isurin, whether you're chayiv for hanas goron, it be going down your throat, or hanas me'ayim being in your stomach, and there are a few nafkaminas there between hanas goron and hanas me'ayim. There's 10 times as many nafkaminas in the Achronim as there is in the actual Gemara. One of them is what's called Bein Hachani Chayim. This is sort of the drop that's left in your palate or your throat or exactly where it is, I don't know how to say in proper anatomical terminology. Basically what the Minchas Chinuch says, the beginning says, what if you eat not a nafkamina halavai, we forget the exact size, but tzumtzum, right? That's in the Masifta, it's all in the Masifta, we're all legit. We don't even know if a kezias is this or this by now, but you eat a kezias mitzumtzum, some of it gets stuck in your throat. A mashu gets stuck in your throat and your stomach gets less of a kezias. Sounds like a crazy nafkamina to us. It's not most super practical nafkamina. It's in the Gemara. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, we paskin, of course, like Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to isurim, it depends on anas goren, it depends on your throat. Therefore, mashabena chani chayim is mitzaref, and a kezayis mitzumtzum is mitzuref, even though your stomach got less than a kezayis. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he discussed this twice, once in the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, but at greater length in the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, when he says, you should know, eating on Yom Kippur is different than other machalos asuros, and so is benching. Why? He says, machalos asuros depends on the Maisa Achila. Yom Kippur is not just a matter of Maisa Achila. Yom Kippur is about Yishuv Adas, about the result of feeling good, of having your stomach full. And he says, and so is Birkas HaMazon, it's about having your stomach full. It's not exactly the same shiur. We know Birkas HaMazon and Yom Kippur are slightly are different shiurim, but he says they're on the same side of this chakira. And then he says what Joel says, but don't chas v'shalom think that you're chayiv in Birkas HaMazon or in Yom Kippur without achila. I just mean that for all treif, it only depends on a ma'aseh achila. You want to get eat pork and get malkus and eat truma and be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim and eat chelim and be chayiv kares and have to bring a korban chatas b'shogeg. That's only about the ma'aseh achila. When it comes to Yom Kippur and Birkas HaMazon, it's also about the Sviya. Joel is okay with the Menchas Chinuch. It's also about the Sviya, but he says there's some nafkaminas from Chulin Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Menchas Chinuch, Zeruf Ma Shebein HaChanichayim. The Gemara says what's stuck in your teeth is for sure not Mitzvari. That doesn't even make it to your throat. But what's stuck in your throat, Bein HaChanichayim, exactly, whatever it is that, you know, HaChanichayim doesn't mean your gums, it means like, you know, your throat. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, that it would be Mitztarif, if you only care about Maisa Achila, but says Minchas Chinuch, no, we also care about Sviya, not only about Maisa Achila, and therefore, concludes the Minchas Chinuch, Eino mitzareif, meaning embala kezayis mitzumtzam potter, because some of it gets stuck in your throat and you don't get a kezayis of svia in your stomach. Chiddush and Minchas Chinuch. The other nafkinus upon a meira deals with. Excuse me if it's going to be a little gross.
That's only for Yom Kippur?
No, Menchas Chinuch says it for Yom Kippur, and I got Yom Kippur says it, and I'm also saying it for Birkas HaMazon. We're not learning about Yom Kippur now. Just I pointed out, it says it twice. He says it more tersely in the midst of Birkas HaMazon, but he says it a greater length in the midst of Yom Kippur, where he's really being Mechadish Yom Kippur, and I got says, and I'm being Mechadish the same thing about Birkas HaMazon. So he equates them. The other nafkamin is the case discussed at length in Bechum Nafkot Gimel Beis. Achal Chatzik Zayis Veheki Hekiyo or Heki VeAchal VeChazar VeAchal. There's two subtly different cases which the Gemara seems to equate. At least for our purposes, will suffice with that. I eat half of Zayis. I vomit it up, and then I eat either another half of Zayis or the same half of Zayis. Am I the classic Zohar? I eat the same half of Zayis. So it's funny, I only ate half of Zayis, but I ate a full Zayis. So the verse says, if you go by Hanas Goron, then you're Chayev, because I swallowed a Zayis. But if you go by Hanas Mayayin, I only got half of Zayis in my stomach. And the Gemara concludes, when it comes to Machalos Asuras, we all like Rav Yochanan Hanas Goron, that I'm Chayev. Taka, interesting trivia question. Right, a guy has half a kezayis of chelev. There's only half a kezayis of chelev left in the whole world. How can someone be chayav chatas? The answer is he swallows the half a kezayis chelev, he vomits it up, and then swallows it once again. Okay, there's a technical issue they go into here, which is, well, is it roil achila after he vomits it up the first time? We're not going to get into that. That's disgusting. We're not going to get into that now. But the says the. Says the Panim Eros and the Minchas Chinuch, says that is another nafkamina. What about Achal Chatzi Kezayis V'Hikiyo V'Chazar V'Achlo? And again, if you're going to say that, no, in that case, it's already not Roy Lachila and it's gross and it doesn't count, then just say he had a different half Kezayis. He vomited it up and ate a different half Kezayis. So, if you needed a Maisa Achila, then he would be Chayav, like Macholos Asuros. In Macholos Asuros, he's Chayav. That's a Mefurish Gemara in the Talmud of Gimel and Beis. So Macholos Asuros are only about Achila. It's not about getting nutrition and satiation from Macholos Asuros. It's about eating Macholos Asuros. But if you say that Sviya is the Machayev, then says the Minchas Chinuch and the Panim Meiros, and I, by the way, I'm sure if you looked in the Sifta, you could find 10 other names for all these things, no doubt. But they say that he is Potter because you need Sviya, and here he only needs the Sviya of half of Zayas. He doesn't have the Sviya of a Kezayas. What other nafkamina?
This one they don't have.
Isn't it?
Really? Nah, it can't be. This is the most classic thing ever. Okay.
If it's just Sophia, you're going to Yom Kippur, you know, you get your big suit and you're full and you're really satisfied for a while on Yom Kippur.
Interesting question. If all we care about is Sophia, which that would mean Chesinus, Lechila, and Sophia, what if you're full going into Yom Kippur? Why isn't that an Isser? So you have to say that no, the Isser is not to be full in Yom Kippur. The Isser is to make yourself full in Yom Kippur. And it's okay to be full in
Yom Kippur.
You have to be mechalik in Yom Kippur and Birkas HaMazon, right? You're bringing Yom Kippur, I'm bringing Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, I'm not molded that you have to equate them.
How do you make yourself full without eating?
No. He was just examples we previously. The Panim Meiros is actual. Yes.
Because
the Minchas Chinuch says it's not like regular. That's Minchas Chinuch Chiddush. It's not like regular Yisurim. It's all about Shelo Seuna. The Torah never says not to eat on Yom Kippur. It just says Lo Seuna. So it's all about your satisfaction afterwards. That's Minchas Chinuch Chiddush. You know, that's not a kasha, my theory. That is my theory. The Panim Meiros actually has a tremendous nafkamina. His fasting nafkamina is, what about Kedei Achilas Pras? You need to eat a Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So says that was his original shayla, I think. Levar Adin and Yashav Lechol Kedei Achilas Shavias. But Hefzeg Yosem Kedei Achilas Pras, Ichai Levar Bracha Achrona, we know from the Mishnah Brura, who quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that, no, what do you need? And then when it comes to drinks, maybe whatever the suffix is there. Right, you should know. Halach lemaisa, the kezayis has to be tokhdei achilas pras. A couple minutes, not so hard to eat a kezayis, tokhdei achilas pras. The revius, there's a big machlokas acharonim, whether the shear is revius tokhdei achilas pras, and not so hard, or revius tokhdei shtias revius. Which means you have to drink a revius, not gulp it down like a crazy person, but within the shear that a normal person drinks a revius without stopping, which we normally assume is in two gulps because you have to be a refined person. But that's a couple seconds, right? Okay, that's a big machlokas. That is why when one drinks, it is proper, even if you're going to sip all day. You're going to sip your Coca-Cola all day. It is proper to drink at least a revius, like straight. That way you get out of a safek bracha achrona. Otherwise, you're in a safek bracha achrona, and you would not say, if I sip Coca-Cola, not all day, if I sip Coca-Cola for 2 minutes, sip, 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 then I don't say bracha achrona, because I had a safek bracha lahakel, and I didn't drink a revius, but they shtias revius. I have to drink at least a revius of my Coca-Cola like a normal person. Which is not so hard. A revius is not so much.
How much do you say it is?
Reb Chaim, revius is 86 cc's. What's 86 cc's? Less than 3 fluid ounces.
What's an ounce?
I told you in cc's. I told you in ounces. CC. What do you want? You want Turkish drams? that's an old acronym already.
Yeah.
They all tell you the Turkish drams. Right. That you don't need me for. But, you know, how much is a can of Coca-Cola? A can of Coca-Cola is, what is it, 300 milliliters or something?
330.
Okay, so a quarter of the can of Coca-Cola, you know, if you drink a quarter of the can of Coca-Cola straight, you know, in one or two gulps, which is not so hard, then you can, okay, with the bubbles, maybe it's a little more challenging. Then you get out of the suffix. Okay, getting back to our issue.
Didn't Rabbi Avadya say not to make a bracha achrona for coffee and tea?
We'll get to that in a second. The Mishnah Brura is against that. He just says you have to work out the details, which we'll come back to in a second. Let me come back to the Mishnah Brura in a second. Rabbosai, but Let me come back. Says the Panim Eros. He says, I question the whole need for Kedei Achilas anything. Forget about drinks versus, I question the need for Kedei Achilas process. Maybe if you eat a Kedayis, you eat a Kedayis. Interestingly, he says maybe without Hezchadas. I'm not even sure why he said that, I must admit. But he says maybe all you need is to eat a Kedayis. Even if you eat a Kedayis, now we're not sure exactly what a Kedei Achilas process is. You know, let's say 4 minutes. For you know, the sake of argument, very median shita. Even if you did the kazayas in 5 minutes, you're still chayim bracha achrona because what does he say? The kedei achilas pras is to be mitzarif the ma'isa achila. Now here you should know. I don't know if anyone looking back. The Olas Tumid says the same shita as the panim yours for completely opposite reasons. There are other svaras you could use to get to these same results, but I'm talking about the panim yours. There are other ways you could analyze this from totally different angles. But the Panim Eros says, why do you need Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras? That's a Mitzarech the Maisa Achila. It's a, how is it one Maisa if you didn't do it within a Kedei Achilas Pras? When it comes to Sviya, what do you mean? You don't need Mitzarech the Sviya. It's all in your stomach together. Your stomach is Mitzarech the Sviya. It's all in your, obviously after Shir Ikom, if it's digested, it's not Mitzarech. But, says the Panim Eros, you don't need a Kedei Achilas Pras to Mitzarech the Sviya. That's, you know, that's in your stomach, right? If I am, I don't know, if I'm throwing sand in the wind, you have to ask when I've thrown a kazayis of sand and, you know, how to be mitzarif it. If I'm putting sand in a cup, you know when there's a kazayis of sand. When there's a kazayis of sand, why do you need to be mitzarif it? It's all sitting there. So if it's sitting in my stomach, you don't need seraph. Now again, the Olas Tumid has a completely opposite analysis of this. I'm not saying this is the only way that you can get to this result. I'm just talking about the Panim Eros. Says the Panim Eros, he says, Seraph the Yoser Mikdei Achilas Pras. And again, I will put the star that there are other analyses, right? I'll put a little star here, tell you some of the Achronim analyze this in different ways. But what he's saying is that Kedei Achilas Pras we find when it comes to Macholos Asuros. Machos Asuros are a matter of Achila. Who says Kedei Achilas Pras or Toma of, that's a matter of Achila? Or Mitzvos, which are a matter of Achila, right? You have to eat your Kedei Achilas Pras. That's Mitzvos. No one says you have to be full of matzah. It's just eating the matzah. But when it comes to benching, benching is not about the Maisa Achila. Benching is about the Totsa of Sviya. And the Sviya is Mitzvah even more than Kedei Achilas Pras. Now, you don't have to agree with him either way. You could say that, no. That, okay, but let's leave it at this. What does he say? He says that if you need a Maisa Achila, then Avada. No, you need Kazayas Bechde Achilas Pras. What do you mean need? You're only Chayav if you ate. You're Chayav only on a kezayis bechde achilas pras, because otherwise you didn't do an achila. But if you say the machayev sviya even without achila, then again, it's a feeding tube. You never did an achila because it was more than kedei achilas pras. But nonetheless, now, again, there are other ways to analyze. You think maybe sometimes it isn't. But nonetheless, says the Panim Eros, he says that no, you're chayev even Biyoser mikdei achilas pras, because you have sviya. Okay, I don't need to write because, then I have to write in every column. You're chayav even more than kedei achilas pras. You still have sviya, it's still in your stomach. Who cares how long you took to eat it? It's still in your stomach, as long as you can digest. I mean, you took an hour to eat it and digest it, or whatever, or mill, or whatever the shear is. But the for half the size, maybe the shear is very short. I don't mean you took an hour and you digested it. No, you ate it in 5 minutes. So it's somewhat starved in your stomach. So he wants to say that that could be a nafkamina. I will, of course, just to be fair, one could say, no. You could argue and say, no, even it's not sviya. You don't get the feeling of sviya if you nurse it for too long. You know, you only get the feeling of sviya if you eat it right away. Otherwise, your stomach gets used to it and you don't feel it together in your stomach. But that's his assumption. Again, assuming he assumes bimtzius, that you feel the same, afterwards, whether it's bichdechlius pras or not. One could argue the mitzias. No one's ever done scientific experiments that they say, no, no, you only feel good in your stomach if you eat bichdechlius pras. Otherwise, you know, it's not really mitzdarf, so you can feel full. I don't know on what side. Maybe nowadays some scientists who make diets have studied this. I haven't checked them out.
Rabbi, your question to the Mizrahi that you quoted, yet that you were. So this whole argument is not, it's not so kalash. I mean, it's kind of kalash, because Kofa Migazayas could be considered a chila.
According to the Mizrahi that I quoted in the other shir, again, if we're going to assume that, at least for the way we paskin, and for at least for Berkez Amazah, Rachel and Shalosh, you need this achila chashuva, maybe one should be a chalek between the achila. You're right, but I'm not going to go there now. I think more or less it would come out the same, which is why I'm not going there now. Let me mention one or two other things. The Shari Tshuva, by the way, discusses something similar. What if you just eat a gzais and throw it up? You eat a gzais and you vomit it. Are you chayv in Berkez Amazah or... not, interestingly. And he says not, but that is not so pasha. Maybe if the Maisa Achili would be Chayev. So he has something similar to that. We're not going to put on the board. That was in the brackets. What did I not mention yet? Give me a second here. I mentioned this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and... ah, okay. Now I want to do... how did we get started here? Before you get to the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'm going to speculate a little more. I think this underlies the whole idea of birya. When the Rav said that one side of the chakira is svia, if you need svia, then there's nothing to talk about in terms of birya. Right, forget all the lumdas from last time. Hopefully you didn't take this statement of mine literally.
No.
Forget all the lumdas from last time. Black box all the right. Bracket all the lumdas from last time. All the lumdas from last time was about how to get an achila. The Torah said eat, etc. If we're talking about how full your stomach is, there's no havamina of saying birya. I ate one raisin. Ah, oh, it's a birya. I ate one seed of the pomegranate. It's a birya. If you don't have svia, there's no havamina of birya to make a difference. Everyone knows. Because the pomegranate seed is a whole pomegranate seed, it doesn't make me feel any more full in my stomach than that equivalent piece of a date, right? The same size pomegranate seed, the same size of a date, make me feel the same in my stomach. That's the birya. Might make it more chashev in terms of being achila, or might make it mefarish if the Torah is mefarish achila. But if you're talking about a sheer svia, because I sheer svia, there's no havamina of birya. And so I think that this is, again, this is why I threw it in here. We have to throw it in some point. How about birya pachos mikazayas? If you need svia, then there's no havamina of bracha achrona on a birya less than kazayas. What do you mean? We're not talking about the chashivas of your achila. Oh, if I eat a birya, that's a real serious achila. No, we're talking about full more in your stomach. If all I ate is one tiny raisin or one tiny seed of the pomegranate or one like baby grape, you know, like come on the edge of the clusters, then pashut that I don't have any feeling of satiation even partially in my stomach. Everyone knows a birya is not masbia me more than a non-birya. If you're talking about achila, well, a birya is chashav, a chashav thing is achila, then it depends on the lumdus from last year. Ah, if you're talking about Maisa Achila, that depends on the lumdus from last year. How do you measure Maisa Achila? Here's the Shama Chashuva. What is Chashuv? The Torah Mefarish, the Yoshua, and the Priman Gadin, and the Ar HaShulchan, and the Mishkos Yaakov, etc. But you only have to start talking about that if you're looking for an Achila. If you're measuring by Svia, there's not even anything to talk about, which again, given the number of Achronim who really take the Svia side more seriously here, it's still a bit of a tema that the Shulchan Aruch is masovic about and says that it's better to avoid it. We might say, look, if the Machayim is Sviya, a Pasha, you don't have any Sviya in a birya more than a non-birya, even the Machayim is Achila, it's a big finish. It's taka, a big finish in the end, to be Machayim Bracha Achrona on birya like the Yerushalmi. But, okay, I'm not going to change the fact of the Shulchan Aruch.
But in terms of the other case, and I'm sure it's different, but of achal pachos mikizayis v'saba, so let's say in the same case as before, if you ate a big meal beforehand and you feel full, so at the same time, your svia is also coming from the last meal. It's like now, if you have a big meal and you bench, and then you have a beria, so you still have that same feeling of svia, just like if you pachos mikizayis.
Interesting. Interesting case. Okay, again, if the sphere of the last meal was really the example that the some sofer had in mind, or maybe that's cheap because that's really attributed to the last meal, not to this meal, and he just means that you have a very small stomach in your sadeya. Okay, so yeah, I hear what you're timing. I'm wondering if maybe I spoke too soon, and that's not really a good example because a sphere from previous eating. Is from you were guilty of the previous eating benching. And here is just one of the guy with a remitsado post-Horban stomach. So I think this definitely affects our last discussion. I'll point out the Mishnah Brura. I just said, look at this Mishnah Brura, there's this long Mishnah Brura, right? Who went through like a million details of our Bracha Achrona. And he already was speculating a little more. Basically, almost everything on the board until now was, I didn't say anything. I just collected you, Achrona, who made this Chakira. It's a famous Chakira in the Achrona. You don't need to punish this Chakira. You don't even need the sifting.
But the Taz is where it comes from. Because the Taz is besotted about this. And then that's where this question taking longer than Achilas Pras. So the Taz is besothic, and interestingly, they didn't care about the Tzorich. Even they took it as if he said more than Kedesh Sviya. And that's what they're all responding to.
Okay, good. Let me come back to that in a moment. The Mishnah is a fascinating discussion here, which I'm not sure what to make of. But there's a stira in Mishnah Berurah. Unless there's some tos. There could be a stira in Mishnah Berurah. That's not min hanimna. That's not impossible. But, you know, unless there's some, unless there's, lahor, there's a stira in Mishnah Berurah. A funny case, halacha l'maaser, we're really not used to this first Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Reish Yud says, in Reish Yud, in our Siman, where Siman Reish Yud is Baruch HaChrona. He says a lot of interesting things. One of the interesting things he says is, where is this? Photo's here someplace. Give me a second. Give me half a second to find this line. Hayapas sufkinin shenitpach, a spongy bread that expanded. Right, now this is all over Shas. What are things that expand, things that contract, etc.? And you can't, I think what he means is you don't see any airspace. You don't see any holes. It's just spongy. It expanded. You don't say a bracha achrona k'zayis because it's really less than k'zayis. Right? You don't say a bracha achrona because it's really less than k'zayis. Okay, this is not the accepted halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says explicitly the opposite in Hilchos Pesach. the Mishnah that says if it expanded, then you judge it Basher Husham. If it's exais now, it's exais now. And then he says Vinira Pasha Tehua Din Lenin Birkas Amazon Pasfogis Viras Kamoshehu. Right, and likewise in Birkas Amazon, you judge it Beke Moshehu. Right, in Birkas HaMazon, you judge it as it is now, not before it expanded. So it seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. How do you judge things that expand and become very spongy and light? Do you look at, sort of like it's mass versus volume, we would say nowadays. Do you look at Basher Hashem, what it is right now, or do you look at how much substance it really has? How much, how much mamushus is really there? Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here is a tremendous chiddush, and none of the posts can agree with him, because it just seems to be against many, many cases in Shas, which aren't explicitly talking about Birkas HaMazon, but are talking about how to mishara things, you always mishara as it comes before you. But what's the other side of the, I'm not going to resolve this year in the Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes they're just years in Mishnah Berurah. You know, I don't know, one was written by him, one was written by his son, or he changed his mind and didn't go back and edit. What?
He only had daughters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. With my sex.
Yeah. So maybe sons-in-law? Maybe sons-in-law, I don't know. Okay.
The undying.
Okay.
In any case, right. His name was written by committee, right?
Okay. We're from YU, so in YU, you know, there's only one important son-in-law in the Chafetz Chaim, right? Because if you don't teach him YU, then you're not really chashev. So Rav Mendel Zaks was the bochin in YU, the son-in-law.
He had the Becher,
okay. So that if that doesn't prove everything about the world, then I don't know what does. But anyway, back to this. Why would the Mishnah Berurah all of a sudden say, I know for other areas of halacha you judge things by Sher Rusham, but when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, you have to judge it as if it wasn't spongy. I think that could be because he's worried about Tzviya. Right? Everything else in the world depends on a Mais Achila. Mais Achila Basher Rusham. You look at it, you measure it as before you, and that makes it a Mais Achila. Do we care how much mamushus it has, how much substance it has, how many grams of substantive food it has? No, we just care what it looks like. So that's how we define a Mais Achila by Hanira Le'inayim. But, you know, Hashem Yira Le'levav. But when we judge Maisim and Halacha, we see with our Einayim, but it could be that for Birkas HaMazon, no. Shir Svia, how can you say the same piece is not Chayiv Birkas HaMazon, but then when it expands a little, it's Chayiv Birkas HaMazon. It's not Masviya anymore. Okay, some psychologists might tell you that Svia is psychological, but we're talking about physiological Svia. So I think there's a radical Mishnah Berurah. I don't think any of the posts are kosher for this Mishnah Berurah, but how about what we call Pas Svogis, if you just looked at a Maisa Achila, then you would say, like the Shar HaTzion in Hilchas Pesach, right? Ba'asher Husham, I don't remember his Lashon, right? Well, it's right here. He says, Bekamoshehi. Asher is Bekamoshehi, right? Let's say, the Shir is, let's call it a Kizayas. As is, b'kamoshehi. Because that's a ma'isachim kol tarkula. He points out he has a Mishnah like that. But if you're talking about Shir Svia, then I still don't think you would say this, because we still have little plugs at a certain point. Because after all, do we look at every food and say, well, this food has more calories per gram than that food, etc. But, yitachin, lomar, Kim Mishnah Brura Hilchos Brachos, which is a Kezias. You need a Kezias before it puffed up. No, because the Svia is, if it wasn't Kezias before it puffed up, the fact that it puffs up doesn't make it Masbiya. It's still not Masbiya. That's a big Kiddush, just because it's against the low plug nature of how we usually measure things. But I think the only way to explain this strange Mishnah Brura would be. The only way to explain this strange Mishnah Berurah would be based on the tzad of the Hakira of Sevilla. I'll just give me half a second. Yeah, meaning it's Pashut, he says here, that by the matzah, says it's Pashut, it's Mefurish, that the matzah, you measure Basher Husham, even if it puffed up. Why would Birkas HaMazon be different? I mean, Yumatzah is a matter of Achila, but Birkas HaMazon is a matter of Svia.
And he also brings the opposite case. To take a piece of bread and stomach it, we're also not.
Correct. He says if you take a piece of bread and you're mitstomach it, but. Here's a funny case. So here it's you know, maybe he thinks like the Menachas Chinuch, he's Choshishin Achila and Sviyah, so it needs to look like he's ice. Or I wonder if Nitzamek, things might be Nitzamek because they lose moisture. And they actually do. Their mass does become smaller. I don't know exactly what kind of mitzvah. The Gemara's case of mitzvah of nitpach are always, you left it out in the sun, it was mitzvah, and you left it out in the rain, it was nitpach, which is not just puffing up. It's actually losing mass and gaining mass, because when you leave it in the sun, it loses mass of the water vapor, and when you leave it in the rain, it gains mass. I don't know what he's talking about here, so, you know, I'll accept your horror. Let me just throw out a few, I admit...
Same thing. What if you take, you talk about a piece of bread, you don't bring this up. If you take a piece of bread and you can scrunch it up, you have a kazayis, nice kazayis of bread, but you can scrunch it up into less than a kazayis.
Right, so where do you draw the line is a good question. That's what's funny about the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Brachos, which is Ein L'Davar Sof. I admit Ein L'Davar Sof, and I'm not sure what to do with it. I'll just mention one or two things, which are going to be cutting against some of the nafkaminas we said until now. But I think it could still be logical. The Mishnah Berurah has a lot of diyunim here. One of his diyunim here is, what about, now I know this cuts against the Panim Eros, what if you do a Kzayis Toch de Achilas Pras? But let me ask the question like now. Forget the Panim Eros for now. Let's assume both sides of the Chakira need a Kzayis Toch de Achilas Pras or a Revias Betok Shir Shkiyos Revias. Why? Because Maisa Achila needs to be within a short time, and Sviya also needs to be within a short time. After all, maybe I'm not so Sadeh if it's not within a short time. So let's assume... Assuming both Achila and Sevilla need within a certain shear of time. Let's assume this. Then we have some interesting questions about the nature of that shear of time. Like, for example, what if you have a Hesach Hadas within that shear of time? Because you eat the Kzayis Dechil Kilos Pras, but you have a Hesach Hadas in between. And I know this is coming out as a direction of the Panim Eros, but what if you eat a Kzayis Dechil Kilos Pras with a Hesach Hadas in between? Should you be Chayiv or Potter? That's the Mishnah Berurah at the end here. He says that Yesh La'ayin Im Chazor V'Yachol Pachs Mikashir B'Chdei Chilos Pras Im Mitzdarif Te'ulai when you after a Hesach Hadas. It's different than the Magen Avraham, the Mitzadi, the Mitzdarif, if he's not sure. So maybe it could be a nafkamina of the Mishnah Berurah. And here is, again, as opposed to sort of everything until here, where I was just quoting the Achronim who discussed this Chakira. Now I'm quoting Achronim, don't discuss the Chakira, but I am suggesting that it would tie into our Chakira, the Mishnah Berurah's discussion of, in parentheses, because he doesn't explicitly discuss this, he discussed the case of what about Hesach Hada'as Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. It was Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, there's a Hesach Hadas. Would that break it up or not? Nirlani is Daiti, that if all you need is Sviya, why should Hesach Hadas break up your Sviya? Your stomach doesn't notice the Hesach Hadas. Again, maybe psychologists told me everything is mental, physical, the mind-body connection, but let's assume that way now, right? The real scientist nowadays will tell us, what are you talking about? Everything is mind-body connection, and, you know, and you can even cure cancer by thinking positively. And we'll say, no, that's hokey, whatever. Say, no, I'm not saying hokey, whatever, but I'm saying there's a mind-body connection that has hashpa. But the, forgetting that for now, here we would say that l'chora, it should be mitzvah, because if all you care about is Sviya, who cares if you're misir das? It's still mitzvah in your stomach, but if you're looking at maisa achila, then maybe you could say a maisa has to be uninterrupted. When you break up a maisa, it's now two maisa. One interrupts a maisa, hesach das interrupts a maisa. So maybe you could say, ain't no mitzvah. By the way, this is the Magen Avraham in the end, he quotes. That could be an afkamina. A maisa achila might be broken up by hesach hadas, or might not. Who knows? But l'chor the sviya shouldn't be broken by hesach hadas. The other fascinating discussion of the Mishnah Berurah, and you have to follow him. He makes it easy to follow himself here. He says there's a machlokas weather. He says there's two machlokas about coffee and tea. Without this famous ravadia that everyone's quoting me, who has a third, we're not going to take him into account. We're going to stick with the Mishnah Berurah for now. know, we'll be Ashkenazim today. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's two machlokas come up when it comes to hot coffee and tea, right? What's the problem with drinking hot coffee and tea? Not a problem, but the halakhic issue, you drink it very slowly. Unlike, right, the Gemara actually says, if you're drinking orange juice or water and you drink it very slowly, what are you? You're a Balgaiva, the Gemara says. People who take drinks and sip them very slowly are, now that, the Derech Balgaiva. No, you should drink normal. If you drink it too fast, then you're a bit of a Balgaiva. Oh, you should drink it normal. Okay. That's the Gemara says. In pretty much those words. On almost those words. But what about coffee and tea? Everyone knows you drink coffee. You can't like gulp down your coffee and tea, it'll burn your throat. I mean, unless you're drinking cool coffee and tea, but then that's not proper aesthetically. If you're drinking coffee and tea, of course you can't drink it normally like you would drink a cold drink, because you'll burn yourself. You have to sip it. Ah, but if you sip it, then what about Baruch Achrona? So says the Mishnah Berurah, I get two machlokas here. One is the machlokas, is the sheer tseir for vias today achilas pras? In which case, a guy could drink or a vias of his coffee or tea with today achilas pras. Even with sipping, by the end, it's a little cooler, and he takes a little bigger sips, and within a couple of minutes, he can get 86 cc's. Not so hard. But if the shias get a shias revias, then, you know, you're never going to drink a revias of, you know, two gulps, let's say, is what the Achronim assume. No one's going to drink coffee that way. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says, so you know what? A real, real, real firm guy saves some of his coffee and tea to get cool at the end so he can, like, gulp it down and get out of any sphikos. He doesn't make this seem very obligatory, but he points out, he doesn't even say, it's nachon, he says, they're anshim maisa, we're so from, okay, so something to aspire to. But he points out, and I skipped the good part, he points out, he says the Mishnah Berurah, that there are two machlokos about the shir brach harkon kovini. Number one is, what's the shir seira for shtia? Okay, the other machlokos is coffee and tea different than orange juice? And he says this very explicit. What's his lashon? His lashon is, where am I? I am here. His lashon is very clear. He first of all, he says, yesh machlokas rabba bein haposkim, it's something rech rech rona, lid day arishona hanal, even according to the day of Kadesh Tias Revias, there's a machlokas, how to judge coffee and tea. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is, do we do Kadesh Tias Revias as an objective shear? Or no? Orange juice is Kadesh Tias Revias orange juice, and coffee and tea is Kadesh Tias Revias of tea. This reminds us a little bit of the Taz by the whiskey, but he was talking about the amount of drink. You don't sip whiskey. I mean, I do, because I was never properly educated to drink whiskey, but you're not supposed to sip whiskey. You're just supposed to drink small glasses. But it's similar, meaning, what is the machlok zachronim here? Do you say the sheer time of tzeiros is objective? You know, this is food and this is drink, which are two different physiological categories. Or no, it's about derech b'nei adam. Derech b'nei adam who drink orange juice is to drink orange juice normally. You don't sip an orange juice all day long. I don't know, maybe nowadays some people do, but okay, that's not historically what was normally done. But the derech of people drink coffee and tea is adraba. Is of course you sip the coffee and tea, you know, for maybe not all day long, but for a good 10 minutes, whatever, however long it takes. The truth is, you know, I've discovered those of us who put milk in our coffee, often it's not so hard to be the anshi mice in the Mishnah Berurah. By the time you get to the last kazai, that's revius, it's pretty cool anyway. But how about those who don't put milk in their coffee and they drink it for 5 minutes? By the end, it's still pretty hot. So that's a fascinating focus. Does the sheer of time depend on what normal people do or objective? That might, of course, like everything else, just depend on meta halacha. Do we say low plug or do we not say low plug? But it might depend on this. If it's about svia, whatever we decide the shear is, it's objective. It's about your stomach. Your stomach doesn't care what the derech of bnei adam is. But if it's about a maisa, maybe a Maisa is defined as a Maisa kederech b'nei Adam, and therefore what I'm claiming is this second machlokas of the Mishnah Brura, which is coffee and tea. If you're looking at a Maisa, if all you need is a Maisa Achila, then you might say, if all you need is a Maisa Achila, then if all you need is a Maisa Achila, then you might say, no, it has a different time limit than other drinks. Because the Maisa Achila is about normal Achila, is about usual, about doing a normal Maisa, and a normal Maisa drinking coffee and tea is different than a normal Maisa drinking orange juice. But if you're talking about a sheer svia of what makes your stomach feel good, then no. If your stomach only feels good if you drink a Revius at once, then the answer is coffee just doesn't make your stomach feel good. Then you should say no. It should be the same time limit for all drinks, because svia shouldn't depend on derech bnei adam. Okay, we have to add here, unless it's the little plug. The reason I didn't fill anything in the middle here is because if you need two aspects, then it's going to depend on, you need two aspects. But which of those aspects causes the time limit? The achila or the svia? The achila causes the, okay, but you know what? Pashas, if you need both aspects, it's the achila that causes the that causes the time limit. Theoretically, you could say you need both aspects, but the time limit is only for the svia, or the time limit is only for the achila. But let me just throw this in. Let's make this assumption. Unless you say low plug, which again we're likely to say, which is why the Mishnah Brura is not super partial to this. Just because that's the way halacha works. And the last thing I want to point out from this Mishnah Brura is I'm not up to it yet. Okay. What did I not fill in? Oh, in all these guys, the ger and the onen and the katan, etc., I sort of didn't fill in the middle here. Like, if you need both things, what would you say? I think that would depend on a subtle chakira in terms of what the Mishnah Brinchas Chinuch means by you need achila and svia. Is the machayev svia al tnai v'achila, in which case all these guys would be chayev because they had a tnai v'achila and the machayev svia, or is the machayev achila and svia, in which case they only have the machayev. So sort of, if we're to fill in here, that would sort of depends. If the mechayev is achila usvia, or the mechayev is svia with a tnai of achila. If the mechayev svia is with a tnai of achila, they should all be they have to bench. If the mechayev achila and svia mamish, then they should not have to bench because they only have half the mechayev. We're not going to get into that now. What I just want to end with is, of course, it is possible that you might say, tzvi dinim here. Not all brachos achronos are equal. Perhaps not all brachos achronos are equal. For example, one can be mechalik, the reed. Between even, I'm not going with the reed to say there's no shear burn of fashos. If there's no shear burn of fashos, then there's really not much of a hakira. But even if there is a shear burn of fashos, one could be a chalik, like we said in the reed, that no, the birksa mazar brachmein shalosh, which is coming from, or at least a smachton vechalto zavata, that machai the svia or a chilan svia. Burn of fashos, that's the chil of the alma, oh, the nice thing happened, we should thank Hashem for all nice things. Maybe if we wanted to have a sort of a Beis Dinim, we could say, A, although I have no raya for this, that Bori Nefashos is about the Mais Achila, while Birkas Hamazon and Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh is because the Achila the Svia or the Svia, which is an echo of what we saw in the Re. Another possibility, which is what we saw discussed in the Russian, the Bali Tosos, not the Tosos here explicitly, but I think implicitly, maybe there's a difference between Achila and Shtia, right? That was when they darshened, Avichalta zo Achila zavata zo Shtia, and one side was, but they end up all the same. But remember the other side of the Rush in Brachos, and the Tosos and Sukkah and Tosos and Yom are explicit, is that by Achila, By food, it's achila, and by drinks, it's svida. And that's why maybe food is made kazayas and drinks is vikameitza. What?
That's Rabbi Meir.
That's taking Rabbi Meir's drasha super literally. Correct. So maybe you could say that this is the one tzad in Tosos and the Rush seem to say that food, that's a maisa achila based on the drasha, the achalta savata, and if you darsh the savata ishtiya. But drinks, for drinks, you need svia. Food, you don't need svia, you just need achila. But, and they think achila is just achila, but drinks, you need svia. That's why drinks have a bigger shear than food, according to that tzad. And the tzad that's in this Mishnah Berurah here, the last tzad that's in this Mishnah Berurah here, is, according to we paskin, let's just mention, this is a big machlokas. We paskin that the oraisa is only besviya mamish.
No. Right.
We paskin the oraisa is only besviya mamish. So said the Mishnah Berurah, he said there might be a difference between the oraisa benching and the derabbanan benching. And that's before the Mishnah Berurah here, according to Prima Gadim. What does the Mishnah Berurah here say in this big Mishnah? It's the Mishnah Berurah that's, you know, worth framing and putting on your wall. There's so much lumdus underlying, you know, every inch of it. He says, "Kazar prima gadim, the calls are rakling shir kazayis. The lina pask de sviya de chiyuva min a Torah chayiv af sha'achal maat maat al kol panim v'savata karinan be." Again, this got the minchas chinuch / Joel's goat. Give me a second. Maybe there's a difference between this is the prima gadim. In the Mishnah Berurah, he says that this is the Chiyav Durabbanan on a Kezias. The Chiyav Durabbanan Kezias is Maisa Achila. Therefore, it needs to be, he ties this into Nafgamina 9, right? He ties it into Nafgamina 9, needs because you need Maisa Achila. But he says, if you're doing it, the Chiyav de Oraisa, Chiyav de Oraisa, Al Sviya Mamish, what does he say? He says, the Chiyav de Oraisa on Sviya Mamish, that doesn't need Achila. Even if there's no Kzayis Bechdei Achila's Pras, you're such a weirdo that you ate till you filled your whole stomach so slowly that you didn't need Kzayis Bechdei Achila's Pras. You sat for 5 hours. And nibbled, who knows? Maybe you're not a weirdo. Maybe you have some medical limitation of some sort that forced you to do this. He says, in this case, you'd be he says, it's ironic. If you eat a little and you don't eat Zayis Mechilos Pras, you're Potter Mivarvana. You don't have to do anything. But if you eat a lot, even as Zayis Mechilos Pras, you're Chayiv Doraisa. Okay, maybe it's not ironic. He says, the Doraisa Chayiv Svia. That's what he says. Because it's Havata. The Doraisa is Svia. When they made it to Kana Drabbana, they made it on Achila. But the Doraisa is on Sviya, and then the Dion in the Sharetzion here is this. What does he mean? Does the Prima Gadim mean Mamish Sviya without Achila? Or does he mean Sviya and Achila? And, give me a second.
Many Rishonim hold that there's no Chiyuv of Mashkim and Mashkim in the right of the Chalam.
Who's talking about Mashkim here? I'm not talking about Mashkim. I'm talking about Rishonim.
Isn't there a third possibility in the...
Just give me half a second. The way he says on top is, even if you have no achila at all, as long as you have svia, and then the Shar Tzion, and here's what the Minchas Chinuch was sure this had to be right. Hey, he says, well, the Prima Gadim, he says he's not sure about it. Maybe you need achila and svia. And therefore, what is achila and svia? Your whole svia needs to come through achila? No. You see, if you one size the achila is prasa, the rest not, maybe that's good enough, and maybe that's why he left him sarach. Even in the end, this is what the Minchas Chinuch says in the end. The Minchas Chinuch says, this is what the Minchas Chinuch thinks. Let's leave the Minchas Chinuch aside 1 second. This is what the Sharet Zion suggests. The Sharet Zion modifies the Prima Gadim, and the Minchas Chinuch likes this, but he's already on the board. He says, maybe the Prima Gadim just made Nechila and Shtiyah. You can yield to each one separately, have one Kazayis Bechilus Pras, and all the rest of it not Bechilus Pras. But that's not what the Prima Gadim says. He's relying on, he says, and he says Zeratzion, and you know what? And that's why the Prima Gadim ended with the word Sarchion, because he was thinking of this hesitation. Now, anyone ever learned Shulchan Aruch? Why does the Prima Gadim end with the word Sarchion? The Prima Gadim almost always ends with the word Sarchion. Whenever he says it, he ends with Sarchion. What does that mean? That means that in general, I guess he was had intellectual humility and said, whenever I think something, I'm not 100% sure I'll leave it to your Ion. But it doesn't necessarily prove that he didn't mean what he said now, because that he never meant anything. Right? Yeah. It's true. He always ends with Sarch Ion because there's always some other tzad. But I wouldn't have built on that because he always ends with Sarch Ion. He never says anything luchlat. That's just his derech halimut. In any case, this is a... So it could be that both give me... You can say both sides of Hakir are true. Number one, I'm speculating there could be a difference between Bar Nefashos and the more serious brachos, but I'm not speculating Stam as a echo of the Sheet of the Re. He says there is no shear. Even if there is a shear, maybe one is a shear of Hila, one is a shear of Sviya, which then could turn out ironic. I'm not saying this the way. You could pass the absolute Prima Gadim, that your Chai Bar Nefashos on a Beria, but not for Achaz Vein Shoah, the absolute Vein Yeshua. Or you could one side of the toast on the rush, the Mechalkin Achilan Shtia, as strange that sounds, but based on the Pshokim, the Drush on Pshokim, or what the Mishabur calls the Prima Gadim, Mechad, the Drabon in their Mesakim and Maisa Achila, but the Oraisa, their Mesakim on a, not the Mesakim, the Oraisa does not mean a Maisa Achila at all.
Maybe I'll have to read Yerod Tzman with Dab Daka as well.
Why?
Because it's not always a Chumrah.
No, it's always a Chumrah that you never, that you have to, it's always a Chumrah. You have to say more brachas than you did before they made the Gzeira Drab on it. Even if those brachas are less common. But still, it's more than nothing.
Isn't there a third way of understanding Achila plus Shtia? When I read the Rabban, what I understood was he was saying that Machai is Achila. The definition of the shear of Achila by Birkas Hamazal is Shtia.
Uh-huh.
And then the Chachamim came along and said that the shear by Birkas Hamazal midoraisa is besides.
Yes, but I think that's basically saying there's a maisa. Again, that's Hakir and Doraisa. It's a maisa achila with a tonight. Okay, you know what? When we say midoraisa, the Rambam paskins, right? The Rambam clearly paskins that Doraisa only if you're Savea. Is that pure Sviya? Is that you need a, clearly you need Sviya, but is Achila a Sviya a Shir in the Achila or an independent Machayev?
If you read the Rambam, that's what he's saying.
Correct. And in which case I'm saying here we would say it's a Maisa Achila. There's a Shir of Sviya. Here we're saying no. It's Mamish two things you need together in Machayev.
You're not sure that the whole board would make
but,
sense.
Okay, could be not. But again, that's only for the Chiv Doraisa, for Chiv Darabanan. Okay, Yossi.
I have it my lawyer.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not sure how this can be constructed.
You have the right to bring a lawyer.
Would another nafkamina be if someone eats from Sakhila Gasa?
I'm not sure, because I don't know if that might be not Achila and not Sviya. But it's an interesting question. What if someone eats Achila Gasa? We seem to paskin, even if you eat nevela achila gasa, you're potter, because it's not an achila. And lachor, it's hard to call it a sviya if you're already savea. But I don't have to think about it, but not obviously. Okay, Rabosai, I think we are, after 1.5 shiurin, ready to move on from the Tosas to Rechel Basulate Shiura and everything we discussed in Bracha Achrona, and ready to go Vaitra in the Gemara. So let us, Rabosai, go Vaitra in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Chaim, when you get a chance, please. Says the Gemara, Neima Kitanai. Remember, our real sugya is Shlokos. Neima, meaning Shlokos Machloftin to Talmidim Bar Kapra. Dahan, Ushe Talmidim, Yosri Kame de Bar Kapra. There were two Talmidim in front of him, we don't know their names. He built a fun of Krov, Dermaskin, and Pargios. They brought in front of them Krov, we know what Krov is. Pargios is sort of like the modern-day Hebrew pargios, right? It's a kind of fowl. It's chicken, I don't know if it was chicken, but it was some sort of fowl. What did Rashi say? Pargios besar oaf. And durmaskin. And we're not sure what durmaskin mean. We're not sure what durmaskin mean, but first let's read the story. He gave permission to one of them to say a bracha and to everyone else. He jumped up and he literally jumped out of his seat, but he with alacrity made the bracha on the pargios without hesitating. or more first relevant to the story, without asking anyone's opinion, right? He was kofetz and made shahakol on the pargios. Liglal of Chavir, his friend, laughed at him. Kos bar kafar amar. Lolam varchin, of course, I'm not angry at the guy who made the bracha. I'm angry at the guy who laughed at his friend. Why? If your friend looks like he never ate meat in his life, why? Clearly hinting at what goes later. The chaviv. Your friend made the bracha merkios because it's chaviv to him. Even if you might disagree, why should you laugh at him? Just because he made the bracha and what was chaviv to him? Chazar, he changed his mind, seemingly, and said, I'm not angry at the Malagli, I'm angry at the Mavarich. But Amr, and he said to him, Im Chachma Ein Kan, Zikna Ein Kan, right? Even if I'm not a Chacham, he obviously was a Chacham, he was the Rebbe. He said, even if I'm not a Chacham, at least a Zakein, even, right? You should have respected me, meaning you should have jumped and said the Bracha, you should have asked me which Bracha to make. We'll see why in a moment. Tanu shneim lo hotziu shnasan, and because Bar Kaffa got angry at both of them, you know, you don't mess with the Tanaim and the Amorayim. Some of the Achronim actually write, Bar Kaffa really didn't want to be angry at them, he didn't mind, etc. Okay, but Hashem still minded. Obviously, they showed some lack of kvod rabo here, because, you know, one of them, who laughed at his friend in front of his Rebbe. It's a lack of, it's like Lorah Rav Bnei Rabba. What do you mean, why is he laughing at his friend? Let his Rebbe decide whether it's right or wrong. And the one who didn't consult his Rebbe before making him wrong, it's also a lack of Kod Rabba. And therefore, they both died within the year. My lab Baha'i come Miflagi. What was the machlok between the two Talmidim? The Mavarch Savar Shlokshim Argyo Shakal Nibet Var Hilchachav Adif. From Lagli Savar Shlokos Barpi Adamar Argyo Shakal Nibet Var Hilchachav Peira Adif. Isn't it true the argument about shlokos? The Mavarech held that shlokos were shahakol, so everything shahakol, so you go by chaviv, and pargios were chaviv. Well, the Malaglig says, no, shlokos are hadama, and hadama takes precedence over shahakol. Moir says, no, not necessarily. Dekuli amu shlokos pargios shahakol, maybe they all agree shlokos are shahakol. So what's the machlokes? V'hacha abhai sparkim. They both agree it's all shahakal. What's the machlokes? Ma'ar sabar chavva, ma'ar sabar krov adif de zayin. That's machlokes. Within the same bracha, what's adif? Is it that what's chaviv is adif, and he obviously liked pargios the best? Or it's that what's most chashav food, what's most nutritious is adif? Krov is more nutritious than, the Ma'ar says krov is very, very nutritious. I don't know, I never consulted with a nutritionist. Is more nutritious than, pargios.
Oh, I'd like to understand shot in the Gemara. When Bar Kappara is chozer bo, it seems like he's just mad at one of the two. What does the Gemara say? Neither made it through the year.
Aha, okay, great, great question. Although I think the answer there would be that, first of all, it's not clear how many he was mad at. That's a bit of a machlokas. But even if he was, the answer would be, even if he was only mad at one of them, it's not about him. Hashem is makbid even when he's not. Even if he was only mad at one of them, they both did something wrong. He might have only been makbid on one of them. Sometimes someone did something wrong and I'm makbid. Sometimes I'm not makbid. But Hashem was makbid either way. Okay, let's try to parse this story a little. We already discussed shlokos. We don't have any chiddushim about shlokos. We just have to try to understand the story. First of all, when he says, "Im chachma ein kan zikne ein kan," you should have consulted me. Why should you have
I can erase the board. He got the board, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. meaning, he should have. That's what kafetz means. He should have consulted, right? Why should the mevarich have consulted Bar Kappara? What are the two dais here? Why you should have consulted Bar Kappara?
Out of kavod.
So, the put in brackets? No. Out of kavod, but still, I don't understand. If you tell me, make a bracha, I can make a bracha. Why do I have to consult you before I make the bracha? He told him to make the bracha.
People, you need to make sure that the
chaviv
is not about you.
Exactly. Says the Me'iri, this is the Masorah of Provence, because also found in the Sefer HaMe'oros here. What? The Sefer HaMe'oros is I know it's going to sound very, very similar. Rav Shimon HaMe'ili, the Me'iri and the Me'ili. Okay, the Sefer Ma'oros, one of the Chachmei Provence, I think, from around the same time as the Me'iri. The Me'iri doesn't quote the Sefer Ma'oros. He quotes Rav Shlomo much earlier. He doesn't quote the Sefer. So the Me'iri and the Sefer Ma'oros is here. The Me'iri is a little later. It just throws in Agav and the Sugya of Chaviv. The real Sugya, by the way, of like which thing should you say the bracha on first is later on Daf Mem Aleph. We'll get to it, and then we'll bring Raya's from here. But we're not going to deal with that right now. So says the Me'iri and the Sefer HaMa'oros, because Chaviv does not depend on the Mevarech, Chaviv depends on the Zaken. And that's what he says. Even if I don't know any halacha, I'm clearly the Zaken here. Shouldn't you ask me what's Chaviv on me? Interesting question. Does Chaviv depend on what's more Chaviv to the guy saying the bracha, or what's more Chaviv? He doesn't mean there's a zakin. If I'm eating and the gadol of doors in the room, I don't have to ask him what's chaviv to him. Only if I'm saying the bracha mimotzi him, right? If I'm saying the bracha mimotzi my Rebbe, it depends what's chaviv to him. So does chaviv go by the mevarech or the one who's yotze with the mevarech? Okay, so that's why should insult, why should the bracha have insulted Bar Kafra to ask what's chaviv to him, assuming there's a halachic machlokas here. Chaviv holeich achar mi sheyotze bibracha. And once chaviv depends on who's yotze with the bracha, so obviously it depends on the zaken who's yotze with the bracha. But the marsha disagrees. The marsha thinks it's interesting. Marsha obviously didn't have a copy of the Me'iri. He thinks it's the most ridiculous thing ever. He's like, no one could ever think, Chaviv depends on Yotzi the bracha. He says it's never pasha. Chaviv holech achar hamavarech. So obviously he didn't have to ask what was Chaviv. So rather, says the Marsha, that to ask the halacha of either Shlakos or Chaviv versus Zion, right? Depending on which Lashon. If the Machlokes is Chaviv versus Zion, he should have asked Bar Kafra, the Halacha, Bar Kafra, the Halacha, the Halacha is Shlakos. Meaning, if you have a Lachic Shaila, you should have asked Rebbe the Halacha Shaila. It's a little less Meduyak for the Me'iri, it's much more Meduyak. Even if you don't need to ask me Halacha, you should still respect me by asking me what I like better. For the Marshas, let's do you. Even if I'm not such a big Talmud Chacham, I'm still older than you, and you should have consulted with me in a halachic question. The Chacham and Zakin are a lot closer for the Marsh. Okay, two ways to read the Gemara.
If you're making a halacha with somebody who's equal in scholarship, can you decide? Or
yes.
Only when somebody else.
No. I think Meir admits if I'm equal, then I'm also being yotzi with my bracha. Right? Assuming I'm
group.
Right, the interesting question, what if I'm being motzi myself and nine other people and we're all equal, but the nine people think different than me? Where do you draw the line? The answer is we don't know. Eitan.
For the Maharsha, where he says that because at the end when the Malagman says, oh, I was only upset and because he's not being dropping on top of a rope, then so that mean that he therefore he was like justified and
So if I could ask you a question more sharply, so why did he die? After all, Hashem doesn't misunderstand, right? And the answer is going to be, and this is going to sound very harsh to us because we are modern people. He's getting ahead of ourselves. We mentioned Marsha says the Malagleg was really laughing at him because the Malagleg was makbid on Kvod Rabo and was laughing at him because he didn't consult. The Malagleg was also trying to say in Zchachma Inkan Zikna Inkan and was just trying to be makbid on Kvod Rabo. If so, then why did Hashem kill him within the year? And the answer is going to be, even as harsh as this sounds, that Hashem is so makbid on Kvod Rabo that even if his intention was Davka to defend Kvod Rabo, but if he gave the impression that he was being Mevazek Kvod Rabo, even unintentionally, even the opposite of his intention, he still chayiv misavi de shamayim. That's how makbid we are on Kvod Rabo. What? Yes, although I would say that never says that they actually intentionally.
So in this case, then, so it sounds like the people listening are assuming that he's going to make one bracha. So he's having a bracha and you have an intention for one thing, and then he switches to something else. So again, for him, it's his intention all the time, for everyone else listening. So can they still?
No, I don't think that's an issue, because remember, he was kofei zvarach ala pargios, and the halacha is you're supposed to like put your hand on something when you make the bracha on, or at least focus on it. So it's not that they didn't know what bracha he was about to say. He went, he picked up the plate of pargios and said shahakal. So they all knew he was saying shahakal on the pargios. So that's not a problem. Now let's go to the next question. What is the let's go to the halacha question. What did Bar Kapra himself think about shluckles? Let us just review. Here is the Lishna Kama. Here is the Lishna Basra, right? Here is the Mevarich, and here is the Melaglig. Lishna Kama, and here we're talking about shluckles. In the Lishna Kama, right, the Mevarich held that shluckles were shahakol, right? That's why he made the Brahman Bargios. Shahakol, and the Melagling laughed at him because he thought shluckos were hadama. In the Lishavasu, say no, maybe they both admit shluckos shahakol. They're just arguing whether the chavim is adif or the kruv is adif because it is zayin. Basically, it says, what's more adif, your subjective adifus or the objective adifus? The interesting question is, what does what does Bar Kapra hold? Because with all due respect, like, we really care what Bar Kapra holds, right? What does Bar Kapra hold? Who does he hold like? So here we have an interesting machlokas. Says the Ra'ah, just not lumdish, just how to read it. Says the Ra'ah, Bar Kapra held like the Malaglig. Therefore, says the Ra'ah, for example, let me just find the handy-dandy Ra'ah. What does he say? He says, the one lashon bar kapra savar basar is shahakol and shlokos is hadama hilkach bari pri hadama adif, meaning bar kapra held like the says the ra'ah like the malagleg. How do we know he held like the malagleg? Because if you think about it, he says I'm angry at you for laughing at your friend. He was angry at him for laughing at his friend. That was about benodam la chaveru. Says the other guy. Now that I'm angry at you because you should have consulted with me, implying that you did the wrong halacha. Now, that's an assumption, right? What does he say? Says the Ra'ah, no, that he held like the Malagleg Hadama. And according to the other Lashon Shahakol. And what's the Svar of the Ra'ah? He says, Savar, like the Malagleg. In which case, why was he angry at each of them? He was angry, right? Was he? They said he was. He was. What was the lashon kovis? Why was he lama kaas al hamalagleg and lama kaas al hamedvareich? The answer is kaas hamalagleg because of midos. Yeah, only midos. The Mavarech, he was Kaleis, maybe also Midos, but for Halacha, right? He says, you got the Halacha wrong, right? And that's Meduya. He says, why'd you laugh at your friend? That sounds like purely Midos. Then he says, why don't you consult with me? Maybe that also means you should always have humility and consult, but it also implies that he did something wrong. That is the Ra'ah. In which case, let's just ask one last question. Which lashon do we paskin like? So the Ra'ah says very, very clearly, even though he sort of switches Basra and Kama a few times, but he says clearly we paskin like the Lishna Kama, right? Not like the Dechiyah. Don't say the Maskana is whatever's last. No, that's a Dechiyah B'Yama. We obviously, because we want Bar Kapra to be Lahalacha, and that's what he says. The Lishna Kama, meaning Lishna Basra, it's funny, he calls the Lishna Kama, and then he says, even though it's the Lishna Basra, he says, Vade Lesa, the Mogul the Tarvayib Ta'usa, because then everyone's against the Halacha. No, we want Bar Kapra to be like the Halacha. That is the way the Ra'ah reads it. However, the Sefer HaShlama, which is an earlier, one of the earlier Chachmei Franz, the Meiri does quote him all the time, he was a, I think he learned also from the Rebbe, the Ramban. The Sefer HaShlama, he says, the less hilchosa lo kibar kapra velo kimivarech elo kimalaglig. Interesting. The halacha is not like bar kapra and the mivarech. Rather, the halacha is like the malaglig. First of all, it's a big chiddush. The halacha is like the Talmud against the Rebbe. Why would he pass like the Talmud against the Rebbe? Obviously, because that's the maskana on Lamechesim of days, right? So he has no choice. But clearly, lo kibar kapra, lo kibar bar kapra held like a mivarech, he thought, right? So says the Sefer HaShlama. He says, Bar Kapra held like the Mavarech in Lishna Kama, he held Shahakol. In Lishna Basra, he held Shahakol. Means Bar Kapra held Shlokos or Shahakol, which is why we can't possibly like Bar Kapra. Right? To Lishna Kama. Okay. Bar Kapra. But he says, no. What's the halacha? He says the halacha is not like Bar Kapra. It is like the Malagleg. Meaning he paskins like the Lishna Kama. That's a big chiddush. Why would you pass like the Talmud against the Rebbe? The answer is because the Rebbe is already paskin for us, and we're not going to revisit that based on one story. Taka, the Talmud is right and the Rebbe is wrong in terms of the eventual psak halacha of the Amoraim. How does he? He thinks, obviously, the Bar Kapra, Savar, Kimivarich. What does he understand? Obviously, the way he understands is, why does he think Bar Kapra holds like the Mevarech? He thinks the criticism of the Mevarech was only Midos. You should have consulted with me. You shouldn't have been kofate. You should have consulted with me first. Right? The criticism of the Mevarech, he doesn't really explain himself so well. And I admit, he's not as intuitive as the Ra'af. Someone says, the Ra'af is a lot smoother. Then I would say Enochanami. The Ra is a lot smoother. But I think he would say here, look, he said to the Malagleg, just because your friend thinks Bargios are Chaviv, why did you laugh at him? Meaning, your friend was right. Here he says, why was he choice on the Malagleg? Also Midos, right? But halacha. Halachically, he says to Malagli, what do you mean? He was making a brach on the chaviv. Why are you making him trouble? He's making halacha on the chaviv. He's absolutely right. And then why was he go back and koes on the mevarech? That was only Midos says. But you know what? Look at what happened. Your friend laughed at you and you got into all this trouble. You know why you got into this trouble even though you did the right halacha? Because you should have consulted with me. It's not enough to do the right halacha. You also have to consult with me. Now, according to both of these, we have to end up passing like the Lishna Kama, and Lechora, I would think the Rashba and the Ritva would agree with the Ra'ah, because all they say is, we hold like the Lishna Kama, that Shlokos are Hadama. So, this is the Rashba and the Ritva. They say, Kaimalan, like the Lishna Kama. Okay, I would assume they're like the Ra'ah, not the Hashlama. A, because the Ra'ah reads, I think, smoother. And B, just they were like sitting in the same base medrash as the Ra'ah, and the Hashlama wasn't. So Mestama, they are like the Ra'ah. All of this as opposed to whom? Who disagrees with everyone here? The Pnei Yeshua. This is all against the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you're all barking up the wrong tree. Lema Kitanoi, the two Talmidim are arguing in Halacha. But Bar Kapra, whoever else says the Pnei Yeshua, has no opinion. What does he say? He says, no. As far as we know, he paskins Pargios are Hadama either way. You know, based on outside knowledge, meaning not that within the story we know how he held about Shlokos, but because Mistama he agreed with the previous sugya, and the previous sugya had a pretty clear maskana, right? The previous sugya had a pretty clear maskana, right? But Binyam Bar Yefes, I mean, depending how you read it, and Ula were Shavishte, were mistakes. So based on, let me say it better. How does he know what Barakah? Based on previous sugya, not based on the story. Ah, what's the point? Who did he hold like? Bar Kappa Savar. Kibar Kappa, he held like himself. He didn't have to hold like any. He was only talking to Talmudim about Midos. How he held is not relevant. He wasn't showing his hand how he held the halacha. He was only criticizing both of them in Midos. You, why did you laugh at your friend? And you, why did you not consult me before picking the bracha? He wasn't giving away anything the halachi. He says, I don't even want to tell you how I paskin. I just think that you're both wrong because you acted improperly, in which case we could hold like either way. Right? It doesn't matter which lashon you hold like, because the difference between the two lashonos is just what the two talmidim held. They're not, there's no difference about what Kappa held, because he wasn't telling you a shita, and what does we decide he holds? We decide he holds what the previous sugya says.
Why does it matter to say Rosh Shlomo is the shikam lashon lasher?
Because in the, because he says we pass like the Malaglig. In the lashon basra, no one held Hadama, not even the Malaglig.
The Mavarach or the Malaglig?
The Malaglig. Yes, but we paskin the Loke Elokim Alagleg, and therefore it needs to be Lishnakama. Okay, so that's basically three shitas. What Bar Kappa held? Did he hold like the Malagleg, the Mavarich, or neither? Our machlokas between the Rishonim and the Achronim. I'll just point one or two more nekudos on this story. Why did he change his mind? Interesting question. Why did he change his mind? Right? Lama Chazarbo. What no one I know says, which is a little different than I put on the board here, but you could say for the Ra'ah, maybe he changed his mind with Halacha. Maybe they were both read Halacha. First he thought the Mavarik was right, and then he thought the Malagli was right against what I put on the board here, but I haven't seen anyone say that, right? Maybe he changed his mind about Halacha. You know, first he thought shlokos were Shahakol, and then he thought shlokos were Hadama. First he thought that you go by Chaviv, and then he thought, okay, maybe change his mind about Halacha. But I haven't found that in any of the Farshim. What did the Farshim say? Says the Maharsha that it was all about Kvod Rav. Well, interesting. Why was he upset at the Malaglig? Because the Malaglig was disrespectful to him? Because why is he laughing at his friend instead of asking the Rebbe's opinion, right? If I'm sitting in front of the Rebbe and I say, oh, why did you say such a stupid thing halachically? That's insulting to the Rebbe, that I'm paskining who's stupid halachically without appealing to a higher authority. Or was it be adam l'rabo or be adam l'chaveiro in the most literal sense? Because he laughed at his friend. So says the Maharsha, interesting machlokas. You know, what is the Aveira in laughing? What's the Aveira in laughing? Says the Maharsha, Kvod Rabo, to laugh at someone else in front of your Rebbe is disrespect to your Rebbe. As a matter of fact, Gemara says, right, that one of the definitions of Bikoris in the last part of the Sanhedrin is someone who makes fun of their friend in front of their Rebbe. That's also disrespectful. So says the Maharsha that that he first savar dehamelagleg ligleg sam veachar kach nizbarer sheligleg kedei lahagein. Alfred Bravo. He at first thought the guy was laughing Stam, and that's disrespectful to Bar Kappa. You're laughing at your friend's halachic error without appealing to me? I'm angry at you. Then the guy explained to him, said, no, Rebbe, I was laughing at him because he didn't consult with you, because I was making fun of him because he didn't respect his Rebbe. So he said, oh, well, in that case, I'm not angry at you because you were defending my covenant. I'm only angry at him.
So then why does it say Leila Kiflei?
No, they were still arguing in halacha. The two don't even still a different halacha in Shittas. Just the question is, was I making fun? First, he thought I was making fun of you just because you had the wrong Shita. And I said, no, I made fun of him because he had the wrong Shita and didn't consult with you and he should have consulted with you. However, interestingly, what's interesting is it says the Kosev and the Sefer Ein Yaakov. Says the HaKosev. HaKosev is, I don't know if you ever saw an Ein Yaakov. He's like right under the Gemara there. One of the many achronim, the Ein Yaakov, says the HaKosev. He says, no. Kvod Chavero. He says, you know what? They each did something wrong. The Malagleg, didn't the Malagleg also insulted Bar Kappa a little, but mainly insulted his friend. The Mavarek insulted his Rebbe. Says he didn't change his mind. He had two kpedas. Right? Meaning, lo chazar bo klal. He never changed his mind. He was always angry at both. If he was always angry at both, why did he pretend to change his mind? Right? If so, why pretend to change his mind? Fascinating Musser here. Really very much the opposite of the Marsha. I don't mean to steer, I just mean the opposite direction. He said he pretended to change his mind because he wanted to make a point. He said, I'm more makbid on your friend's cover than my cover. I'm makbid on both, but if I initially say I'm makbid on everything, it'll all be about my cover. If I first say I'm makbid on you insulting your friend, and then I say, I changed my mind, I'm makbid on you not being makbid me, then people will see what's my initial reaction and what do I have to think about, that I'm more makbid on my Talmud's kavod than I am on my own kavod. And even though the Mishnah almost only says I'd be makbid on my Talmud's kavod equal to me, so even further, is even makbid on his Talmud's kavod more than him. Why he pretend to change his mind? To show greater kpeda for kavod Talmido than for himself. Interesting lesson in Midos. The last sheet that I want to say is the Chidon. The Chidon is the Sefer Maris Ayin. It's not even worth trying to keep track of, like, which Sefer Achronim and Shas are written by the Chidon, because, like, half of them are. He wrote a million Svarim, but the Maris Ayin is one of the many Svarim and Shas written by the Chidon. He says a different Shah. He starts out the same. He also says, Lo Chazar Bo Klal. It's interesting, no one wants to say he was chozer in halacha. Maybe they just don't think he'd be chozer in halacha in such a short time. Or maybe they really think it's all about midos. They're playing Yeshua next. He was lo chozer bo klal. So he was always angry at both. So then why pretend? Why pretend he changed his mind? He has the same question. And his answer was, you know what? If I just say I'm mad at both of you, you're both terrible people. If I say, I'm really mad at you, not him. No, I changed my mind. I'm really mad at him, not you. Then each of them think, I'm not so bad. Because, he kept changing his mind whether he was mad at me or not. It was just what he calls the ma'ipasur chanam. It was his way of not making them feel so bad. He wanted them to feel bad. So he wanted to teach them a lesson. But he didn't want them to feel so bad. If I said, you both did something wrong, then I make you feel really bad. If I say, only you did something wrong. No, only you did something wrong. Then both of them know that they may or may not have done something wrong, and there was some havmina otherwise, and they feel bad, but not as bad. And here's this chinuch strategy. He wanted to feel bad, but not so bad. So, I don't know, nowadays, when you give him a whole talk about, you're really a good kid. That was his quick way of doing this. Lema'et bisur chanam, just to make them, by changing your mind, you make someone take it a little less seriously. Right? Because if I keep changing my mind, then it can't be so bad if I kept changing my mind. If I said only A and only B, then obviously neither of them is so bad. Okay, just to not make them feel so bad. The last prat, okay, we have to at least finish the last Makoroshi. The last prat I want to deal with very, very quickly is Dormaskin. What's the machlokas in Dormaskin between Rashi and his Rebbeim? His Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak says Dormaskin in Bava Kamma means prunes.
Plumbing.
And what?
Plumbing.
Plums. Right, of course, plums. We say prunes only for drying plums, but in Old French, prunes meant plums. It means plums. And then Shamati heard from a different Rebbe. Oh, sorry. But here it means, sorry. But
here,
his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, says that in Bava Kamma it means a kind of vegetable, but here it means plums. Shamati heard from a different Rebbe that in both places it means plums. And he says, no way, it's got to mean a vegetable. So here's the fundamental machlokas. What are Dormaskin? Says Rabosav Shel Rashi. Plums and Rashi Vitosvos and everyone else, it's a kind of vegetable. Exactly what kind of vegetable is not clear. It could be a kind of krub. Doesn't matter. It's a kind of vegetable. Rashi says it can't be a plum. Because if it was a plum, then he should have said Pashut Ha'etz and there'd be no Havamin of Shahakol. If it was a plum, it would have beaten the Pargios, because Ha'et beat Shahakol. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks on Rashi, what if it was a plum, it would have beat the Pargios because it was Ha'et? No! If Shlakos is Shahakol, then cooked plums are Shahakol. So it would have been exactly the same, right? So basically, what are the two objections?
You mean a break for
Rashi's.
You'd be very correct.
Rashi says, give me a second, that no, a plum is vadai ha'etz. And Rabbi Akiva asks, what do you mean it's vadai ha'etz? Maybe shlokos or shahakol. And with all due respect to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's clear if you look at some of the alternate Tosafim and have their Masorah from Rashi, that Rabbi Akiva Eger misunderstood Rashi. He says, Rashi must hold that shlokos of fruits are still ha'etz. But that's not true, because shlokos of olives are. The Tziv says, the Pnei Yoshua says, it's clear from the Baal Rishoni Ashkenaz that the Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Mechilas quoted, misunderstood Rashi. He thought Rashi meant cooked plums. Rashi meant raw plums, because no one cooks plums. Everyone cooks krov, no one cooks plums. So Rashi says plum is vada ha'etz. Why? Because he assumed it was raw plums.
Your grandparents.
Didn't we have a time once?
What do my grandparents have? What do your grandparents have to do with 11th century France?
Nothing.
Okay, so that's what they say. That and Mary Eger just thinks, oh, it's a cooked plum. But why is a cooked plum vadeh ha'etz? Doesn't depend on shlokos and gets into a whole lumdus. Rashi just, and you can tell this because, like in the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chas says, and Rashi says this, but Taka, you could disagree with Rashi if you say it was a cooked plum. Assuming that he close to Rashi, and Rashi made a raw plum, but Tosos has a different objection. What's Tosos' objection? Tosos assumes it's a cooked plum. In some of the verses of Tosos, they take this as a Dabar Pashut. So Tosos assumes it's a cooked plum. What was Tosos' objection? Tosos' objection is, why does the Gemara say, Leman da'amar shlokos, you say hadama? It should have said, Leman da'amar shlokos milsayhu. Right? Tosus's objection is, what are the objections? Leman da'amar shlokos b'milsayu kaimi. The Gemara should have said ha'etz, not hadama. Right?
Yeah.
Rashi was saying vadei l'kuli alma. Plum is vadei ha'etz l'kuli alma. Why? Because he assumed it was a raw plum. Tosus says, no, I know it's a cooked plum. But still, one mandamar would be shahakol. But the other mandamar, why do they say the other option besides pargios is the krov? They should have said the other option is the plum, because it is ha'et. And their Tosos does not answer to defend Rashi's Rebbeim, but if we assume Rashi's Rebbeim also knew how to learn Gemara, how do we defend Rashi's Rebbeim? So there are two answers in the Rishonim and Achronim. There are two answers in the Rishonim. They're both in the Pnei Yoshua, who didn't have all these Rishonim, thought of them both on his own. In general, the Pnei Yoshua is very good at thinking of the answers of the Rishonim on his own. He knew how to think like a Rishon, and that's why sometimes Pnei Yoshua is less exciting when you have like 10 Rishonim on the daf, which he didn't. What are the two answers? One answer is the Meiri says, when the Gemara said Adam Adlav Davka, it just meant not Shehakol, right? So what are the two answers, which are both in Pnei Yoshua? The two answers are, one, the Meiri and the Pnei Yoshua, Hadama is Lav Davka. They really meant Hadama slash Haitz. Why did they say Hadama? Because since in Daf Lamed Ches, they used Hadama and Daf Lamed Ches. Or the second answer is the Tosos Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid and the Pnei Yoshua. They say no. The Man D'Amar B'Mosayu here is not Rechi Bar Abba. The Man D'Amar B'Mosayu is Rav Chista. Now your grandfather's gonna object again, I know. And plums get worse when you cook them. Krov gets better when you cook it. And therefore, people just don't know it. Just to be fair, these things are very culturally dependent. And your grandfather lived a long time, not just after Rashi and Tosos, but a long time after Bar Kapra. So what do they say? They say no. The our sugya is lefirav chista. Lefirav chista dormaskin our shahakol because it was nishtana the great usa, but kruv is hadama because it was nishtana le'iluya, and that's why they only mention hadama here, not the ha'etz, because the plum gets worse when you cook it, the kruv gets better when you cook it, you're all looking and say, what do you mean a good kumpf with a good plum is much better than kruv? Okay, you can do whatever you wish. I'm just telling you, I just like, what do I know how they ate in classical and medieval times? These things are super duper culturally dependent. Okay, we have to get out of our minhag at a certain point. But so far, we've been very consistently following our minhag of exactly finishing the previous Makor sheet. So we will have to pick up with Makor sheet 31 next time. If you finish Makor sheet 31, which is not super long, then we will go on to the sugya of Pasat Nu and Bekara, which is actually a long sugya and really goes a very difficult sugya as well, really through Lama Testament Bays, and I'll send out Makoros on that in Yirtzeh Hashem later. I'll just point out, like I said in the Makoros sheet, there are two big sugyas that come up in the story of Bar Kapra. One is what's Adif, Chaviv, or something else, which is a whole daf of Gemara later. And the other is, can one person really say Bracha and Motzi another person? Which Tosis is struggling with, which is also a whole daf later, so we'll get to it in Yirtzeh Hashem later in our parak.
I remember you.